Morning Briefs,
The Herald and News,
Sunrise Headlines,
your headlines now. Good morning, Klamath Basin. It's Thursday, May 17th, 2018. I'm Kurt Litke with The Herald and News. Here's a preview of some of the stories you can find in today's edition of The Herald and News. Time for your Sunrise Headlines. Par Lumber in Klamath Falls will be closing its doors as early as next week. The company, which is headquartered in Hillsboro, has around 30 locations in Washington, Oregon, and Arizona. Of the 7 employees, 4 have chosen to relocate to work at other stores, while 3 intend to stay in Klamath Falls and seek out other employment opportunities. According to Klamath County Economic Development Association's Rick Abel, the move is a financial decision and not really reflective of the local economy. Late vote tallies for Tuesday's primary didn't change much, with local votes largely resembling statewide choices for governor and District 2 representative candidates. In Klamath County, all races were uncontested, but that wasn't the case in Lake County, where 2 county commissioner seats are up for grabs. For position 2, which is being vacated by Dan Schaun, who plans to retire at the end of his current term, no candidates won a majority vote of 50% plus 1, so the top 2 vote-getters, James Williams and Bruce Webben, will appear on the November general election ballot. For the other commissioner position, incumbent Ken Kessner was unseated by challenger Mark Albertson, who collected 58% of the vote. Oregon Tech will host an investiture ceremony Friday at the gymnasium beginning at 11 a.m. It's a celebration that officially hands over the keys to new OIT president Dr. Nagi Naganathan. Dignitaries from across the state are traveling to Klamath Falls to participate in the event, and even relatives all the way from India are making the trek for the momentous occasion. Tule Lake residents will be paying more for garbage collection starting in July, following a decision by City Council to raise rates $2.57 to an even $19 fee per month. The change takes effect for the new fiscal year and coincides with efforts by the city to standardize trash cans and improve waste management vehicles and services. Council also passed a new sign ordinance that primarily affects businesses in scale and location of signage. And those are just a few of the stories you can find detailed in today's Herald and News. Be sure to follow us online via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, SoundCloud, and of course, heraldandnews.com. You can subscribe to our daily and weekly podcasts on iTunes and Google Play Music to automatically receive each show on your listening device. And check back often for the latest podcasts, videos, and breaking news. Good morning, Klamath Basin, and enjoy your day.